You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Crop circles, the Northern Lights, St. Elmo's fire. Natural phenomenon, or just a bunch of drunks out having a good time? The Slender Man, Bigfoot, Mothman, scary things hiding out in the woods, or just a bunch of butt-ugly dudes? The pyramids in Egypt, the Georgia Guidestones, Stonehenge, landmarks with mysterious origins, or just early designs for the Waffle House? Dracula, the mummy, the werewolf, three legends of horror, or just three guys you shouldn't take a friend request from on Facebook? These questions and more may or may not be answered when Health and Wealth with David Ernest goes All Conspiracy. From the luxurious broadcast studios here at 4101 Wall Street in the lovely town of Montgomery, Alabama, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Of course, David Ernest is your erstwhile host, but ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest tonight. It's Conspiracy Night. Please welcome David Ernest and Terry Adams. There they are. Now, wait a minute. I can't hear you. Why can't I not? There you are. Thank you, Rusty. Thank you. Yeah. And thank you, Terry Adams.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite. It's good to be here. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Sure.
We love what Terry Adams does. That's why we're inviting him. And we know there's a lot of folks out there that love what Terry Adams can do and talk about. And there are a lot of conspiracy theories now. And I really think that some of them are probably not so much a conspiracy when you get right down to it. For example, Adam Schiff, that shifty character.
Be careful, I'm not near the button.
Uh-oh.
Put your finger on the button.
I better
please.
Get over there.
He has the gall to say that the GOP, he called it Trump's GOP, has no patriotism. Now, that is something that's worse than conspiracy. Mm-hmm. I think there's a conspiracy that he is really letting us know, probably is in the background, to get rid of the GOP's power. That's what it's all about.
Have you ever seen those little things? You used to get them at the dollar store, and it was a little thing that had like air in it. It looked like a little man, and you mashed the body, and his eyes would bug out.
Yeah.
I think those are called shifts.
They should be.
I tell you what, I was looking at him, I said, he looked like somebody's mashing his legs, make his eyes bug out.
You know, I'm looking at his picture right here. He looks like someone who's straining.
For what, I wonder?
I don't know, but he looks like that. He never blinks his eyes, and, you know, I swear, I think they've glued his eyes open or something.
It's possible.
He's funky looking.
Maybe he's one of those lizard people.
Could be. Now, Terry, we've got to talk about Terry's place of business. I know, I heard you talking a while ago about this is the time of year where people start buying for Christmas, and you have this thing that you'll do for people who don't have anywhere to hide the surprise Christmas gift.
You got it, Rusty. We hide it in our warehouse, keep it nice and safe. We even put a big red bow on it.
How about that?
Yeah, and then Monday, 2 days before Christmas, we'll be open half a day. You come pick it up, and you know, we'll hide it for you till then.
All right. Wow. Well, if anybody's hiding something over there from me, let me know. I'll come get it. Save them the trip.
Amen, brother.
There you go. So tonight we're talking about conspiracies and conspiracy theories.
And a lot going on in the government. Or the government, as we say.
Boy, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you've got all these people who come out there and testify. But the biggest one was this Solon, I think his name was.
Uh-huh.
am I saying that right?
Wait, no, I'm just thinking because he had his own theme music when he came out. It was like, he just looked like a rube when he came out there.
Well, he smiled constantly.
He was probably trying to keep from crying.
I'm telling you. But in the end, when they ask him, you know, are you absolutely sure, yes or no, yes or no, yes or no, and that this was, you know, a problem, and he said, you know, more or less, the answer was yes. He didn't believe that Trump had said this. So essentially, his whole thing went out the window when he said that.
He looked a little like, remember Beaky Buzzard? Remember? Said, Beaky, I want you to go out there and bring us back something to eat. Oh, no, can't do it. No.
Yeah, and I saw something after that where they said they didn't think, everybody was, Twitter and all this stuff. They were looking to see if he'd make it to the airplane on time.
Uh-huh.
And, someone took a picture of him. He put his briefcase in the wrong overhead. Now, he was in first class, obviously.
Uh-huh.
He said, this just ain't my day, or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it was just funny.
Just having a bad, bad day.
I know it. I mean,
well, and the thing was, and Terry, where were they getting all these people from? I've never heard of these people. I don't know who they are. And how come so many people are supposedly listening in on the president's phone call? What, they got a party line or something?
Well, we're all being surveilled. I mean, we all know about it because of what Snowden's told us.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're all being, it's unconstitutional, but every one of us is being surveilled. They're reading your emails, they're listening to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
All of this has been happening since 9-1-1.
Wow.
It's true. I had an epiphany the other day about what the deep state and all the players are telling us, because basically, whatever they say, if you do a 180, that's the truth. In other words, everything they're telling us is 180 degrees away from the truth. It is.
Uh-huh.
Think about it.
Yeah.
That's the way we invest money. If they tell us to do it, we don't.
Exactly. In the book of the law that Aleister Crowley supposedly dictated from a wasp, some demon, when he was in his honeymoon in Egypt back years and years, decades ago, it says that the satanic initiate is to practice doing things backwards. Practice walking backwards, talking backwards, thinking backwards.
Well, you know, they hang the cross upside down.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, to me, this just reeks of Satanism, because everything they're telling us is the reverse of what's true.
Well, I heard our friend Greg talking a few minutes ago. I think he was talking with Rosie, and they were talking about when these men dressed as ladies are going into our public schools and reading to children. I mean, what is that about?
Yeah,
that's.
If you go back to ancient Israel, Israel, God loved the Israelites. He loved them.
Mm-hmm.
That was those were his people. What happened to them was they got smug, assured themselves, they kicked God out. Well, everything that had been hidden suddenly got pulled into the light, and it became accepted, and then it became mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
We're following the exact same footsteps as ancient Israel.
Well,
we kick God out.
Exactly.
And as soon as God's gone, something's going to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't God. It's Baal or some kind of demonic worship.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
And, you know, I know people hear that and, you know, they go
read the Bible,
pshaw, and all that kind of stuff. But it is in black and white.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there.
Absolutely.
It is.
And it don't take no, as that fella said, it don't take no rocket ship
when
to figure that out.
Kid, when I was a kid, you know, you could pray it at school, and they had prayer at the ball games, and everything was a prayer. Now you can't do that, or you're going to get in trouble. Well, something's wrong with
that picture. That's the thing, is if you didn't get it at home from your parents, you got it at school.
Mm-hmm.
You got it somewhere. Now you don't get it anywhere.
No. Well, I will say this. I've seen a lot of these schools where people have said, no, we can't do that. Y'all can't do that because that's not right. That's against what we think. Well, these kids are doing it anyway.
I love it.
They are praying at ball games. They're doing.
Right.
And you remember when Crampton Bowl, I would say back in the 90s, Emory walked out there. He said, we're going to pray.
Yep.
And they did.
Yeah. I respect him for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, again, going back to the shift, the shifty character.
Oh, I think.
You know, when he starts attacking our basic rights, like he claims that our president is conspiring to help the Russians, that's what he's hinting at. He said investigating the Russians or agreeing with them or whatever, you know, I mean, all these things about, you know, pointing it toward the Ukraine instead
of
Russia.
Ridiculous.
He's the president of the United States. I'm telling you, I do believe that this is a conspiracy theory, but I think it's the truth. I do believe that what they're trying to do is ruin the GOP so that they can get rid of him, and because they see no other way of winning otherwise. All these things that they're doing, all these conspiracies that they're throwing out there, there's no truth to any of them. When they trace it right back and they ask someone, they say, well, are you sure, or did you see it? And they say, no, I didn't hear him say that. You know, and so where is it coming from if they don't hear him actually say, hey, I want a deal for a deal? He told him he didn't want a deal for a deal. So why are we even wasting our time and our money and our energy on this ridiculous thing that's going on right now?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. To quote the legendary Mick Foley, Mankind, or whatever, Cactus Jack, whichever one you want to know him by. He would always use this. And in Washington, D.C., there is not a whole lot of testicular fortitude.
Amen.
There you go.
And, you know, I've used this term before, job afraid. These people up there just so scared they're not going to get elected, and they're just jumping on the wagon of whoever's popular at the time. And, yeah, it's like, you know, what are we saying today? You know, they have a meeting beforehand to want to find out they're all on the same page.
You know what I think?
What's that?
I think that who the power that's in you know that's really running this country is not our president. He absolutely is being pushed back, can't do his job. And if you go all the way back to, well, let's talk about a conspiracy here that happened in 1963. You know, where we're going back.
That's a good one.
That's
JFK. He wanted to not escalate the Vietnam War. He wanted to do a lot of different things, and he had just got off, you know, with that face-off with Russia and Cuba, and he'd ticked off a bunch of people, and then all of a sudden, he's gone. And they, you know, they've got all these things that look so suspicious. You know, they look so suspicious, Terry. Like, okay, Lee Harvey Oswald, he lived in Russia for a while. 5 or 10 years?
Spoke Russian. Was
married to a Russian. He came over here and he stayed around New Orleans for a while. But have you ever heard or seen Lee Harvey Oswald's so-called mistress?
Yeah, I have. Judith Vary Baker.
Yeah, he had a mistress, and she said that both of them, and this is what she said. She said both of them worked for the CIA.
Yep. She doesn't live here anymore. She moved to another country.
She had to get out of Dodge, huh?
Yeah.
So if she said that, and she seemed to be very credible, you know, there are inside powers that try to control our presidency. And if the president doesn't do what they want to do, they either want to get rid of them or they want to remove them. You see where I'm coming from? This is what's happening, I think. I think the powers to be that don't like what's going on. They don't want us to be a non-socialist state. They want us to be socialistic. We're heading in that direction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get ready for it. In my opinion, it's coming.
I agree. Two things that Kennedy did that assured his assassination. He started printing money, the silver certificates and stuff, out away from the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. You don't mess with the money. You do that, they kill you. Look at what, I mean, I could go on and on with the number of rulers that have been killed because they started doing their own money.
Right.
And he went against the CIA and the Bay of Pigs and, you know, not attacking or going after Cuba when we had the opportunity. And I think that's why they killed him.
Well, another mistress, and her name was Madeline Brown, LBJ's mistress.
Right. Yes.
I was wondering whose that one was.
They all had one.
Yep. Now, she actually had a child by LBJ that sued Lady Bird Johnson in the 70s, but he died of cancer. Anyway, the thing about it is that she said there was a meeting before.
Mm-hmm.
The night before the assassination, and that he told her, you don't have to worry, after tomorrow, that Irish mafia will never bother us again. Now, what does that sound like?
Yep, they met at Murchison's house, a bunch of them. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. I mean, we know what happened.
Yeah, that's the anniversary. Is like next, is it next Tuesday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, really? That's right, the 23rd.
Yeah, I will be here. Greg asked me to be, and we're going to talk about JFK.
Well, okay, it's good we're talking tonight, because the thing is, I do believe that they as in the CIA, FBI, Mafia, and all the rest of them, they were all together.
They were.
Oil people, everybody.
Mm-hmm. They got a grasshopper over there is getting us a phone call.
Okay.
I believe Robert is on the line, so let's go to Robert and see what is going on with him. Robert, you there?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Good. How about
Fantastic.
You?
I was about 8 years old when Kennedy got killed.
Uh-huh.
But at that time, you know, I am a black American. At that time, you know, we were going through some struggles, and we looked at Kennedy to be one of our second becoming saviors.
Yeah.
And we paid close attention to all his actions. And I understand everything you all are saying, but I believe 100%, like you guys say, the CIA, the FBI, no way the President of the United States gets assassinated without one of those two entities knowing something going on.
Amen.
Absolutely. And
Hoover didn't like Kennedy at all because of his brother.
True.
And who was the head of the CIA at that time?
J. Edgar Hoover. No, that's Dulles. The FBI.
Dulles was head of CIA.
Yeah, Dulles.
Alan Dulles.
Yeah, Dulles.
Mm. Right. And like you guys saying, Kennedy wanted to throw down the Vietnam War.
Yep.
President Lyndon Johnson and his wife owned interest in Hewlett
helicopters. Bell helicopters, that's right.
And helicopters were going down left and right.
Yep.
So it was a conspiracy to kill our president, all because the deep state did not like what he was doing.
True.
And the way he was headed with the country. So it was a corporate action between the two entities before we looking out for us all. They decided to take out our president.
True.
Absolutely. I do believe
it. Yes. Right. Yeah, 100%. No way you could kill a president of the United States without one of those two entities knowing what's going on.
I agree.
That's right.
And that safe house, it was all a line for him to make it there, but he just didn't get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And all the things that just fall right into place, like, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald is dead within, 36 hours, 24 hours?
Mm-hmm. There's no way you fucking got to the president. No. You don't kill. No way you fucking got to that person that killed the president.
They say Jack Ruby was like a fixture down there at the police department. He was like in with the cops, so he's walking around. They don't care. Well, you know, he shoots the guy, and he goes to jail. Did he ever even come to trial? He had cancer and died.
Yes.
So, I mean, all these things were all hooked together.
And something else interesting about Jack Ruby?
What's that?
There's a lot of witnesses that said Jack Ruby absolutely hated Kennedy, so why would he shoot somebody over Kennedy? He was shooting him to hush him up.
Mm-hmm.
If you hate somebody, you don't kill somebody out of revenge.
Yep.
Right.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Uh-huh.
If you watch the film, the two agents that were carrying him out, one of them leaned back.
Uh-huh.
He was chained to him. I would have leaned way back if I'd been him.
And then, you know, shot this man that told him to kill the president of the United States. No way you fucking live. You shot a gun inside of a courthouse.
Uh-huh.
You fucking taken out by the next person that had a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should have killed him. You're right.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, he had terminal cancer then. He went to jail. No telling what kind of deal was made for his family or his survivors or whatever. And, you know, it's just, we may never know.
Because the file was locked away for 25 and they'll move them again.
Yeah, I guess they thought we'd forget.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's all about a conspiracy to take out the president. That's all it was because he wouldn't play the ball game with the deep state.
And you know, they say that the number of people involved with that incident that have died.
Right.
That many people involved with one thing that have died since then. It's just the numbers are just so astronomical they can't even fathom them.
That's right.
Back to our today's president. I ain't gonna hold y'all up too much long. Back to our today's president. I have voted Democrat all my life. I voted this time for Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I voted for Donald Trump. People, please listen to what I'm going to say. Donald Trump was an outsider. He was a businessman.
Yep.
He knows how to run a business. The country is a business. Yep. He knows how to run a business. And the crooks that were running against him, that crook was all about money and still all about money.
Mm-hmm.
So please, people, let the president run this country and get off his back. Everybody make. Now, only mistake I saw he made in this phone call was not only the phone call, he put an independent person to go do the speaking for him. He should have sent someone from the White House to go talk to this man instead of sending his private attorney, which is a private citizen. Now, outside of that, I don't have no problem with it because Biden told on himself.
Bragging about it.
Mm-hmm. This man, or you don't get the money.
Bragging about it.
Yeah. Yep.
So that it's on tape.
Yep.
Yep. That's right.
Well, Robert. Robert,
thank you, Robert.
We appreciate it, and I hope people take your advice, and you call us again anytime.
Yes, sir. Right.
Thank you so much. Robert, ladies and gentlemen, great call.
Right. Yeah. I want to have a trivial question.
Yeah.
So one can call in, but we'll have to do something about financial trivial question, and we'll continue to talk about conspiracies as we do this now.
Uh-huh.
But what type of tax do you pay on income? What is it called? What is that particular kind of income called?
This sounds like a trick question.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It has an adjective in front of it.
I know some adjectives.
So anyway, what type of income do you pay when you work for money? In other words, you get a W-2, 1099. What do they call that? Call in at 272-9228, and you will receive a Folcarelli's pizza.
And let me give you another phone number while I'm thinking about it. It's 279-7431. That's David Ernest's phone number where you can call him and talk to him about your finances. There's no conspiracy right there. It's all above board, on top of the table. You know exactly what's going on. You know where. It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your money is? Yes, with David Ernest.
I'm going to give a hint.
A hint.
Ooh, already.
All right.
It's kind of normal.
Normal.
Yes.
A normal tax.
Not like abnormal. So what would go instead of normal? What kind of tax?
Unnormal.
Blank tax.
Unnormal tax.
Uh-huh.
Now, the phone's ringing. Let me get back over here and look.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of taxes out there. Some you have to pay at a higher rate. Some you pay at a lower rate. If anyone gets this one, we're going to talk about one that you pay at lower rates.
Okay.
That'll be the next trivial question.
And they get that Folcarelli's pizza.
Yes, that's right.
But one night after we get done, I'm going to have to run out there and get one and take home. Or eat it on the way home. It don't matter.
There you go.
Have my wife meet me halfway. We'll just eat in the parking lot or something.
So Terry, what do you think about Schiff claiming that Trump is doing a conspiracy thing with Barr to make out like that the Ukraine was doing something and when it really was the Russians is what the shifts insinuate.
It's a psychiatric term called projection. When you accuse someone who's against you of doing what you yourself are doing. That's exactly what they're doing. I mean, like the caller said, we know exactly what happened. There was quid pro quo with the Obama administration, Biden, his son, Burisma Holdings, the Ukraine. Everything they're accusing Trump of doing is what they themselves have done. Mm-hmm. So they're projecting that onto him. It's they're psychopaths, in my opinion.
Okay, we believe you, right. We've got Dan on the phone. Dan, you there? Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Roll Tide, fellas.
Roll Tide. There you go.
So I think it's personal income tax. Is that what it is?
No. That's not it.
Not even close, huh?
Well, it's close. it's called, the formal name of it is called, I'm going to go ahead and give you the pizza because you're
right.
Close.
Okay? You couldn't
I'm a softie.
Yeah,
okay. It's good. Called like ordinary income tax. Ordinary. Like, you know, I was trying to give a hit.
I had no idea.
That's what you pay your taxes on. It's an ordinary income tax rate.
I've lived all
these
years.
All you accountants out there know what I'm talking about. Ordinary rates. Ordinary rates.
All right. Well, now, Grasshopper's got your information. And what will happen is David will call Focarelli's Pizza, tell them your name and your information. And all you have to do is when you call, talk to Rachel. And she'll hook you up.
That's right. Make sure you talk to Rachel. You'll get a one topping pizza.
That'll work. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. All right. And I'm going to give everyone another discount out there in Radio Land for tonight only. Not tomorrow night.
Tonight.
Not the weekend.
Just tonight.
Tonight only. If you call Folklorelli's Pizza and you ask for Rachel, and you tell them that David Ernest said they could get 20% off on delivery or pickup. You folks out there in Radio Land call Focarelli's Pizza right now, and you will get 20% off tonight.
That's cool.
Just for calling. There you go.
That sounds good to me.
That's a good gift.
Amen.
Okay, the next trivia question.
We have more trivia.
What's the tax that is lower? And, it's not ordinary income tax. We've already talked about ordinary income tax. But this one has something called short-term and long-term. What is that tax that's called short-term on the front and long-term on the front when you mention it? Call me for a Focarelli's Pizza on that particular kind of tax.
Cool.
Long term, short term.
Number here is
272-9228.
Everybody knows the phone number.
Yeah.
Yes. Give me a call, short term blank or long term blank. You pay taxes at certain rates on that, and if you call and give me what that blank is, long term blank tax.
I think one thing, and I was going to just see what Terry thought about this, one thing that probably caused a lot of problems for whoever perpetrated the assassination, whoever did it, one thing that probably caused a lot of problems was the Zapruder film.
Yeah, that's why it was confiscated immediately and they removed so many frames.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. It's edited out of sequence.
It is.
It's crazy. And I don't know if he ever got any money for it. I understand later that the family actually bought it back, I think, for $1. I think he worked and he had a business down there.
Yes, he
and
did.
You know, the president's coming by. I'm gonna take some pictures. And it was 8mm color film for 1963. That was pretty big doings. You know, it's kind of like having like some super high thing now. You know,
right?
And he's just out there and he catches all this. But one thing I did notice. You ever notice how sometimes somebody will be filming something and something will happen and they just drop the camera? Just completely fly away from it, and this was smooth. I don't know if he had it on a tripod or what, but it was smooth.
Now, he was standing, but I forget what he suffered from, but he had to have a secretary to steady him. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so steady, because she was holding him while he filmed. There's a guy named Robert Morningstar who's done the premier work on the Zapruder film, and he actually contacted Ford Motor Company to find out the sequence of the flashers on the car. And he figured out exactly which frames were missing. Uh-huh. Technology has allowed us to look at things that we were never able to look at before as far as the Kennedy thing goes.
And,
it's fascinating.
They say that, Lee Harvey Oswald was actually a former Marine.
Yes, he was.
He knew how to kill
people.
But they say shooting that many times at a moving target
with that rifle,
old prehistoric gun.
Right.
Right.
Impossible.
Yes. That's what I heard. Absolutely. So you couldn't cycle through quick enough.
No. I'm going to give a bigger hint.
Okay.
Montgomery is what?
A city.
The capital.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I just gave you a hint.
What
kind of tax are we talking about?
I think I know.
I do too.
There's two kinds. Give me a call. 272-9228 for a free Boca Raleigh's pizza.
Good pizza. Free.
I just gave you the answer, guys. Yeah. Call me. Anyway, getting back to conspiracies and things.
Uh-huh.
One of the folks that really bothers me a lot is LBJ. You know,
they say he was pretty much just a piece of work. He was just a
He was going to go to prison because
absolutely.
Of things he had done in Texas.
Yes,
if they had not killed Kennedy.
Yes,
he would have been in prison.
That's exactly what everybody knows.
What did he do?
He killed a lot of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
his right hand
killed about eight people, supposedly.
Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Wallace, I forget
That's the assassin.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's the assassin.
The only prints they found in the so-called sniper's nest belonged to Malcolm Wallace.
Uh-huh. That's right.
LBJ's right-hand man.
Yep.
And that's a fact.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, his nickname was Lion Lyndon. he stole an entire box of votes. Was it box 161 or 61?
Yep.
Everybody knew it.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous.
He was so powerful; they were afraid to cross him.
He was a big media mogul down there, wasn't he? Owned a lot of TV and radio stations.
I'm not sure how he got his money, to be honest with you.
Hmm. Well, I think he had a lot to do with some oil people too in politics.
With Murchison and those guys.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a call. I don't know if they're doing the trivia or not. It is Jason on line one. Jason, you there?
I'm here. How are y'all?
Doing good. Now, do you know the answer to the trivia question?
I do, and I kind of suspected it all along, but I think it's capital gains tax.
You won it.
All right.
Good job, man.
Good job.
You
won the pizza.
Oh, you've got, you've given your information to Grasshopper, and we're going to get that to Rachel out at Folcarelli's Pizza. All you have to do is to call them up, let them know you're coming, and Rachel will fix you up.
Week. I sure appreciate it.
All right. You're more than welcome. Thank you for your call.
Thanks a lot. Now, we've got another call. Oh, my goodness. The Andy Griffith one with Barbara Eden is in it.
All right. Well, maybe
No. Wait a minute. I'm watching.
I'm sorry. If they can give me the two kinds of capital gains,
okay.
we'll give them a pizza.
Okay.
There's two kinds of capital
nice
gains.
Of you, David.
There's two kinds of capital gains tax.
Barbara Eden, she's on the two. All right. So now he's getting us another call here.
Right.
And we're gonna do that. And if you know that answer, you do get the Folcarelli's pizza. I got the phone number here.
Right.
It's 244-9496 if you want to give them a call. And you might not win a pizza tonight. You might just want to order one. Can they get their 20% off?
Anybody who calls tonight and gives them your name or my name, says that they heard it on the radio, talk to Rachel. You'll get 20% off your entire order.
Okay.
Sounds good
to me. All right.
Yeah. Rusty, you were right about the media. They did own some radio and TV stations.
Okay.
Right.
I was telling David, I've got an old album somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Radio Free Nixon. Are you familiar? Nixon wakes up one morning, then he dozes back off and dreams that he owns a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And he does mornings, and Lyndon Johnson does the farm report. And
Who made this?
David Fry.
Okay.
It was an impressionist back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And he did Billy Graham and everything. Oh, it was pretty funny.
It sounds like
of course. You know, my favorite picture of Nixon is with Elvis Presley. Uh-huh. I love that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And, you know, Elvis snuck up on him. He just went to burn, knocked on the door.
Oh, did he?
I'd like to see the president, please. Thank you.
Well, he was Elvis, you know.
Well, yeah.
You
don't let Elvis in, you know. And he actually gave him a gun. Elvis had a gun, but he gave him a badge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Elvis had a gun.
Yeah.
Oh,
he had
probably,
several guns.
He was probably packing heat then. Walked right up in the Oval Office, you know.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. We've got Sam on the phone.
Sam, okay.
I think he's finishing up over there getting
Sam's
him on.
The spam.
Maybe there's a Pharaoh out there,
we'll
too.
We'll see.
All right, let's see. We got Sam on the phone. Sam, you there, buddy?
I am.
All right. What can we do for you this evening?
I'm calling to answer the trivia question.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's
we had someone answer what it is already, but there's okay. two kinds. The answer was capital gains. So there's two kinds of capital gains tax. Do you know the two kinds?
Yes, short term and long term.
You want a pizza.
Good job, man.
Very good. What do you do for a living, Sam?
I'm a pharmacist.
Wow. You're a part-time accountant?
You stay busy.
All right. So where are you a pharmacist? Are you own a pharmacy?
I work for Montgomery Cancer Center.
Ah, okay.
All right. Thank you for what you do.
Hey, I know that's got to be
a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, fulfilling trying to help folks out.
He's got to measure all that stuff just exactly right. Mm-hmm. He's more into. What did they call it when you put all the stuff together?
Compounding.
Yeah, compounding. Uh-huh. He's into the compounding. They got to be careful with that because that's got to be exact.
He has a compound interest. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I do compounding too, but it's a different kind.
There you go. All right, Sam, we got your information. All you have to do is call Folcarelli's at 244-9496. Talk to Rachel, and she will fix you up, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you so much for listening.
Sam out there listening. We sure do appreciate you folks that listen and call and you know, because if we were up here doing this and nobody's listening, it would just kind of...
They're listening.
I hear that. There's Barbara Eden again. Man, that's a good-looking woman.
I know.
She's still a very, very good-looking woman.
Scary.
Yeah. It's weird. Mm-hmm. There was a thing on the other day, and some journalists, you know, one of these guys just kind of catch people coming through the airport.
Yeah.
She's like 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, and she doesn't look much different than she did then.
No, she doesn't.
And she walks up there, and the guy says there was a big controversy when she was on TV.
Mm.
She couldn't show her belly button.
Right.
You know, she had this little midriff thing going on, but she could not show her belly button.
Ah.
Why? I don't know. Anyhow, this young guy says something about it, and she pulled up her shirt and showed her belly button.
Uh-oh.
And the guy, it was almost like he was trying to film, like the Zapruder film. He held it steady. He was good.
Wow.
But, hey, y'all want to take just a little short break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll play something funny, and we'll come back with more health and wealth here on Conspiracy Night with David Ernest and Terry Adams. We'll be right back.
You know, lately we've been hearing a lot of strange things out of Washington. And I ain't going to name names, but it seems a certain political party has lost its mind. But all this news will just drive you crazy. Want to get away from it all? Well, jump on the interstate and come on up to the Impeach Park. Lots of good stuff going on at the Impeach Park. We got story time with old Uncle Joe Biden.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Native American arts and crafts with Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth, what makes you think you're qualified to handle this arts and crafts booth?
My papa had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Uh-huh. And Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, you're leading a group activity. What are y'all doing?
We are legislating. We're investigating, and we are litigating.
Nothing, huh? And Uncle Joe's son, Hunter, is around here somewhere. I don't know what he's doing. Neither does he, but he's getting paid. You know, we even got a petting zoo for the kids.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Joe, get back over to the story corner where you're supposed to be. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from your place. It's the Impeach Park. Look over there. It's President Trump.
Hello.
And there goes Congressman Adam Schiff. Mr. Trump, what's he gonna go do?
Kiss Barack Obama's
ass. He's good at that.
He's waiting for three guys in straight razors.
You done told that one, Joe. Come see us at the Impeach Park. You'll be glad you did.
It just isn't true.
Shut up, Nancy, or I'll tell them boys in the white coats where you hiding at.
The Impeach Park, not to be confused with the Peach Park, because the Peach Park is really cool, and the Impeach Park does not exist. Pretty much like the evidence the Democrats think they have for impeachment. Somebody get her a pill.
Yeah, bring me one too. It's the Health and Wealth Show.
Yeah,
with David Ernest, special guest this evening, as we hope every Thursday evening from now to the foreseeable future.
Mr. Terry Adams. What's the big seller over there at Adams this year for Christmas? Can you
tell me? Youth ATVs. You know, Polaris makes small ones. Kawasaki, Suzuki make the small four-wheelers for kids.
Just the little four-wheelers? Yeah.
Yes. The cool thing is they're electric start now, and they're electronically governable.
Ooh.
Used to, you have to tighten a screw, and, you know, the carburetor would load up. It was terrible, but now it's electronic. It's really cool.
Kind of keep the kids from, you know,
you
going.
You can determine how much performance they get based on their experience level.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah. And I suppose you've got them over there,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
Pretty good deals, too.
Yes, sir, we do. All we got rebates going on, special financing, perfect for Christmas.
There's a little frog sitting there on the counter. You want to help you with your purchase? I'll give you a rebate.
There you go.
Rebate. Yes, and 6:41 now here Thursday evening. Reminder, tomorrow night is going to be a repeat.
Yeah,
probably of the first show when Terry was with us last
That'd
week.
That'd be a good one.
So that's going to be a good show. One. And then we'll be back live Monday night. Yeah. Grasshopper's here tonight taking the the phone call. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, he's speaking up tonight.
Wow. Listen,
sounds
speaking
like a deep voice,
man.
Grasshopper.
Voice.
Throwing it out there.
That's
yeah.
a good radio voice,
that's
too.
Good. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty well.
Man, look at that.
Yeah, he is a radio guy.
Look at that hair.
Yeah,
look at that. That's just perfect.
I'm jealous.
I used to have hair.
You did.
I showed you
got a little bit.
I showed you my picture. It looks like I got a bad comb over from the top. Of course, they ain't. Well, I'm getting shorter, too.
Well, most people don't look at you from the top.
Well,
so
some folks some folks do. But anyway, hey, man, glad you're here, and you're doing an excellent job.
I'm glad
you are.
Glad you're
We'll get you on more. We'll let you say. You want to give a shout-out to anybody?
My mom.
Good job.
Is mom at home now?
Mom.
So you got several siblings, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So how many in the family? You lose count?
Yeah, I do lose count.
That's a lot.
I got one more trivia question.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how many kids is in the family, though.
Wow.
About like six or five.
About like six.
Some are quiet, and I'll forget when I'm counting them down.
You forget.
It happens.
All right. Well, maybe you have to go through it, just like, you know, beat on the walls or something, get them all come out. But when you call in, you'll talk to Grasshopper, and he'll get you on the line. And
there you go.
And we've got another trivia question from the trivia master.
This is the last trivia question of the night for either a Focalarelli's pizza or a coupon for Texas Roadhouse, your choice.
Ooh.
What letter of Form 1040 do you itemize on? What letter of Form 1040?
That's a good one, now.
Do you itemize charities and write-offs and all these things on?
I do not have it. Hang on a minute.
It's
hang
a letter.
On. Wait a minute. Hang on. Okay, I guess that I was wrong.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, it's not D, because that's what I get.
No.
But if
it's called schedule blank. What blank. Schedule is it?
Fill in the blank.
If you know the answer, call us right now at 272-9228. And you said it was a coupon.
You either can get a pizza or you can get a coupon for $10 off.
Could you get a coupon for five and half a pizza from Focarelli? probably not.
I don't think I can cut the... It's actually a little card. It runs like a Visa card or something.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. So they could probably take that if they wanted to.
Well, if you go out there during lunch, their lunch specials are $9.99, so you get a free lunch.
How about that?
Pay your taxes and tip your waiter.
There you go.
And do tip now,
please.
I'll tell you what.
Been there, done that.
The folks... Number one, they're handling your food. Uh-huh. So you want to make sure they're
you
not...
You want to make them mad.
Yeah, they're not mad at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you should really try to do the suggested rate. And if they're even better than that, give them a little bit more.
Give them 25%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all you accountants out there, you know the answer to the question. You can call me and get your free pizza or your Texas Roadhouse coup.
That's a tough choice.
Yeah. Whichever one you want. What schedule? It's a letter that you put your itemizations on 1040.
Okay, now tomorrow, Greg Bedell is going to be on tomorrow afternoon, happy hour, 3 to 6, and you're going to be back.
Yes.
And y'all are going to talk, y'all have done this before. Y'all talked about the Kennedy assassination.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that so many books have been written about it, so many TV programs have been made. You could write a book about all that.
The books. You could write a book about the books.
They call it the books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But y'all are going to be doing that tomorrow. I'm going to make sure I'm tuned in.
Terry, I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with the LBJ supposed assassination of this person that was, I think he was like a Department of Justice or something. It was for the state of Texas that was investigating LBJ, and they found him in the middle of the woods, mm-hmm. shot with something like a .22 rifle two or three times in the gut, and they declared it a suicide.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah, really.
Yeah.
That's how much power he had. They were scared of him.
Yeah. And his children said LBJ had it done, and, you know, a lot of people think that he did, but, you know, I've always wondered, how do you commit suicide with a .22 rifle?
Shooting yourself six times.
In the gut.
Well, a .22 is the weapon of choice among assassins. That's what I've always heard.
Uh-huh.
But we're getting a lot of those weird suicides, mm-hmm. or Arkansides. There have been a lot of those over the years.
Uh-huh. Sort of like that Jeffrey Epstein suicide.
Now, I saw something the other day, and they had a news release and said the two guards that were supposed to be guarding Epstein, they've been arrested.
Yeah,
they and are. Said that they committed suicide. Then the guy says, oh, wait, that's next week.
Uh-huh.
So, it could happen, you know.
A lot of homicides that turn into, suicides that turn into homicides.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we got
James on the phone.
I know. Okay, James.
Okay, let's see what James is up to. James, you there, bud?
Yeah.
So, you calling for the trivia question?
As I am.
All right.
Hey, James.
Hey there.
You know the answer?
Is that schedule A?
You got it, brother.
Good job.
Schedule A. You just want a pizza or a Roadhouse $10 coupon, which would buy you lunch if you go there in the daytime because they got a $9.99 special. Which one do you want?
Yeah. I'll take the Roadhouse.
You got it, my friend. Now, make sure you get his address. Because he's either going to have to come by and pick up the coupon, or I have to mail it to him. Okay. Which way do you want to get it?
I could swing by the station there.
Well, actually, it won't be here.
It won't be here. It'll be at my office. Let me just give you my magic number. And everyone out there, I'm going to just put it out there.
You can just mail it to me. It'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold.
He's going to put you back on hold, and we will mail you your coupon.
Let's see. I hope this works. If I cut you off.
It's actually a Visa card or something.
If I cut you off, call back.
Okay, thanks. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, I think I did it.
I'm going to wind up and get this right. No conspiracy there. Okay, so you're going to be on tomorrow. And
yes.
What aspect of the assassination are you going to talk about? You going to cover the whole thing?
Well, Greg mentioned something about all the information that's become available since we did the special. What I can't believe it's been 6 years ago we did the 50-year anniversary. So
wow,
there's been a whole lot of stuff that's come out, not just declassified, but some other people have come forward, and you know,
mm-hmm.
so we're going to kind of cover all the stuff that's surfaced since then.
Wow, yeah.
As I understand it,
there's a lot of stuff. You know. Something like 2 weeks before the JFK assassination, someone, I think it was the FBI, recorded someone talking, saying, wouldn't it be something? They was up on somewhere in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They were recording this conversation. They said, he will be killed, or wouldn't it be something if he was shot from a high building somewhere, you know, in the next few weeks or something like that. You mm-hmm. remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to elaborate on what you know about that?
Well, that happened. You had the interesting thing is you had the feds, who I believe were behind the actual murder,
mm-hmm.
and there were so many clues that came up and so many things that the feds did that they either set on or destroyed. You know, the notes, when they interviewed Lee Harvey Oswald right after the shooting, all the notes that Agent Postie took of the interview, he destroyed.
Mm.
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
you just interviewed the man who purportedly murdered the President of the United States, and everything he tells you that you recorded, you tear up, mm-hmm. shred, and throw in the trash can. Why would you do that?
And there's something else you hear about that you hear about it, but then you don't hear about it. Lee Harvey Oswald is leaving. They didn't get him there. They didn't get him at the book depository.
Correct.
But evidently on the way to his home, wherever he was going.
To the room he was renting.
He gets pulled over.
Yep.
And he shoots a policeman.
Yes, supposedly.
And
yes.
Then he runs and hides in the movie theater. And that's some trivia. I don't remember the name of the movie that was playing. I did know that one time.
I did too.
But anyway.
Van Johnson movie, but I can't remember the name.
Van Johnson, probably like a war picture or something.
It was.
And they come in there and catch him. And there's something else I'll have to find for you for next time. I read this when I was a kid. There's a story, and it's called Lincoln and Kennedy.
Oh,
have you ever seen it?
It's freaky.
It is the just. It's, it, have you seen it?
History repeats itself.
It's like
Lincoln was killed in the Ford Theater,
and the guy went and hid in the warehouse.
Well, no, and then Kennedy was killed in a Ford. Kennedy's. One of Kennedy's high-ranking, I forget if he was Attorney General, what was named Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Vice President. Lincoln's Vice President was Johnson.
And Johnson.
Kennedy's Vice President was Johnson. I mean, it just goes on and
it's
on.
It's a long list of crazy stuff.
That is crazy.
So I'll see if I can find that.
That's wild.
And I'll send it to you.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. Check your stuff.
And I will check my stuff.
Well, I do believe that there's a conspiracy going on where... Uh-huh. The right wants to take over. I mean, the left wants to take over the right. Mm-hmm. And, this 42% tax thing, you know, when you talk to people about it, a lot of the people on the left say, they didn't say that. Well, yeah, they did say it.
Yeah.
Because if you go back and you calculate the things that they said, it comes to 42%. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine an economy with a 42% national sales tax?
What economy?
I mean, right.
Busted
what
economy? Busted economy.
It busted. You know, here we have, Trump come in. He lowered the capital gains tax that we talked about earlier. He lowered the regular taxes. He did a lot of good things. The stock market's moving pretty good. And here you got the left wing talking about, think about it. Double, triple tax.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is this thing about the billionaires and the 1% and all that stuff, you know, they can't support all this stuff. If you take all the billionaires and you made them pay all that money,
mm-hmm.
they still wouldn't be able to afford all the stuff that they're talking about.
Well, Elizabeth Warren was on something today, or last night on the debate, which mm-hmm. I did not watch. I just heard about it later. She's talking about everybody needs to throw in like an extra, and she says... 2 cents.
Yeah, right.
Only an extra 2 cents. I mean,
it's not 2 cents.
She's lost her mind.
It's much more. Mm-hmm. Much more than 2 cents.
Okay, I found this Lincoln and Kennedy thing.
Okay.
Okay. Both presidents were elected to Congress in 1946. Mm-hmm. Lincoln in 1846, mm-hmm. Kennedy in 1946.
Uh-huh.
Both presidents were elected to the presidency in 1960. Lincoln and Kennedy each have 7 letters. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both wives had lost a child while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both were shot in the head. Lincoln's secretary, Kennedy, warned him not to go to the theater. Kennedy's secretary, Lincoln, warned him not to go to Dallas. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were seceded by Southerners. Both successors were named Johnson. Both successors were born in 08. Both assassins, John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald, were born in 39.
Mm.
Both assassins were known by 3 names.
Mm-hmm.
Each assassin's name is composed of 15 letters. Booth ran from the theater and was caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater.
Yeah.
And Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. I mean, that...
it's amazing.
It's not just
It's got to be something to all that.
It's kind of weird. It's
spooky. Yeah, statistically, that's an anomaly. You can't figure the odds for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just too weird. Yeah.
It is strange.
It is strange, to say
the
least.
Now, we've got about 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes. Do you want to try another trivia question? Or we just want to finish this one out chatting, shooting the breeze, talking about how wonderful it would be on the radio here at 93.1.
Well, I want to say that we want to have a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, putting one together.
We had a nice one last year.
We had a nice one. Yeah, we had a real nice one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm welcoming any suggestions of how we're going to have a band.
and everybody can come.
Uh-huh.
We'll probably have free pizza or something like that.
That's a good Christmas food.
I know it. I know it.
A little holly on it.
Children can play and all this kind of stuff. And so,
will Santa Claus be there?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he comes down the chimney every year.
Santa, I saw Santa the other day. He's looking a little thin, but we'll see what we can do.
Well, maybe he can take up his suit a little bit. As long as the suit fits, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, we can figure something out. We'll get Santa over there.
Yeah, the Elvis suit, it got a little tight there for a while for Elvis, but I think he had to back off on some stuff, you know.
He used to sing about that sometimes. If I don't split this suit, baby. I've got, I don't know if you've ever seen this. It's Elvis, That's the Way It Was.
Yeah.
And it's leading up to this concert. And they filmed the concerts over like 2 or 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did a recut and they put a whole lot of the concert footage in there.
Mm.
And at one point, he just goes rogue and leaves the stage. And he's walking through the crowd. Everybody lost their mind. Women losing their mind. Security losing their mind. Elvis just walking around pointing, handing out scarves and stuff. And, you know, it was just vintage Elvis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I need to get me one of these, the 68. Is it 68? The comeback?
Yes, right? 68, yes.
Oh.
It was a good one.
If you could.
Is that the leather one?
Oh, yeah.
The leather
suit thing. And he sings. He does have, I think he changes into the white suit later and does it. But that leather one, and they're sitting kind of in the round.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought of another trivial question about Elvis and financial stuff.
Well.
But we will not do it tonight. We'll do it on our next go-around.
Okay. Well, it's about that time, and I got something a little unusual. I think y'all will like this.
Okay.
We've been talking about Kennedy this evening. Yes.
Yeah. Let me just get my number out there.
Let's get that out there one more time.
Yeah. If anyone is interested in their financial future and how to conserve it, I'm an asset preservationist. Call me at 279-7431. That's 279-7431, and I'll return the call. Anything I do for you is absolutely free, an initial consultation.
Remember, tomorrow night is a rerun with Terry Adams, and we'll be back live Monday night. Thank you, gentlemen. And this one right here, you remember when the Flintstones came out, the movie?
Yeah.
And they had
John Goodman.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was a group called Was Not Was did that. Didn't they do something from that? I think they had a song in that.
I think you're right.
Anyway, here is one they did, and it is about the Kennedy assassination. The car was traveling at 11 miles an hour.
Mm.
This one is called Was Not Was, and 11 miles an hour.
Which is against protocol.
Yeah. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Adios.